And so we come together on Sunday mornings to celebrate what we are as a whole that is greater than the sum of our parts, or to help each other ease the fears or the sorrows or the helplessnesses of our week, or to hear something that will inspire us to go on, or to help each other put our stories back together, or to just slow down for a moment and breathe. On Saturdays, to clean or rake or shovel or mow. In the evenings, to meet in small groups, to listen each other's thoughts into being. On other evenings, maybe to make sure that we have enough money, or that we're offering a welcoming space, or that we can run the tech, or to plan a service, or a class, or a budget, or a protest, to sing, to meditate, to journal, to learn. We come seeking acceptance, shared purpose, strength, courage, healing. We come seeking ways to practice acceptance, strength, courage, healing, to act ourselves into being who we dream we can be. And we come to build, to build, to build our relationships with each other so it's easy to remember that we're not alone. To build our membership so the good news of this faith, that love is real and we make it manifest in the world, can be shared more widely. To build a community of care and resilience so none of us have to feel beaten down by the daily onslaught of bad news. To build networks of mutual aid so we all have access to help when we need it and none of us has to be afraid to ask for it. To build our capacity for compassion, our ability to listen, our motivation for solidarity, and to reach outward. To build a world of peace and justice so our children and our youth and our neighbors' children and our youth and the children and the youth that we don't even know can thrive. And through it all, to build our trust, our faith, that we will help the world go on in ways that are safe and nurturing and peaceful. Both Gretchen Haley and Starhawk say that we are stronger together. That works in two ways, I think. Coming to create and be in nurturing and covenanted community strengthens us individually. As we learn our roles in that work and practice those roles among others who are learning and practicing theirs, we don't always agree on how that work should be done, right? So we build the muscles of listening, the muscles of learning tolerance at first and then hopefully acceptance, and in that process, the muscles of humility. Those attributes make each of us stronger. And as that happens and we keep coming together, the community as a whole strengthens as well. Starhawk wrote, "Community means strength that joins our strength to do the work that needs to be done." And before she moved us into questioning, what's going to happen? Will everything be okay? What can I do? Gretchen Haley grounded us in these words. We are all connected, stronger together, love's hands in the world, called to create justice, responsible for one another and the earth. This is what we want, right? This is the story, I think, that we want to be, to build up our individual and collective strength so we can help love win. So let's do that. Let's do that. Let's enter the spiral of increasing energy and momentum instead of this spiral that we've been in? What work needs to be done? Nope. What work that needs to be done? Do you want to build up your strength and our strength for? And what are you building that strength for? How do you want the story of our congregation to be put back together? I invite you to reflect on that to yourself for a minute. And hold what you want that story to be in your heart. Share it with your neighbors in this room, in this space, in the ways that you can be together. And then come to the congregational meeting at 11:30 with that as your frame. With that feeling of what you want for this congregation as your frame in your heart, as reports are shared and you're asked to vote on your elected leaders and our proposed budget. And then take that frame home with you and get on your devices and fill out a time and talent form. Let's get building, friends. May it be so, and may we be so.